It's a technology that most of us have never lived without. Yet the invention of plastics happened only about 60 years ago. The first objects made of it, including airplanes, inspired awe and wonder starting in the 1940s. Consumers first got plastics after the end of World War II.
Out of the flames of battle, the promise of a new day. Plastics take their rightful place in a world at peace.
A reel of old TV ads captures the early excitement about all the innovations plastics could bring. Watches, vacuum cleaners, mass-produced telephones, food containers, and raincoats all were enabled by plastics, says Burke Exhibit Coordinator Ruth Peltz.
Convenience and glamour, this was one of the promises.
Peltz worked with a panel of 20 experts to develop this new show, from pro-plastics chemists to environmentalists worried about its effects on marine life. They all gave their input. Peltz says the museum's aim is to get people thinking about solutions by creating memorable impressions. For example, the large statistical sculptures that fill the room and show people just how much plastic trash we as a nation are currently producing. There's a whole wall covered with disposable bottles.
1,500 water bottles a second. 3,000 plastic bags a quarter second. Over 650 pounds of plastic packaging in less than a second. 170 pounds of e-waste discarded every second.
And there's a tower of beach debris collected by six volunteers in less than an hour on the Washington coast last Earth Day. Next to it are plastics from the belly of an albatross starved to death because of them in 1966. But there's also a wall devoted to medical advances, with a survey of prosthetic limbs from the past century. And there's a display case showing all of the plastics needed for a typical surgery, including sterile tubes, valves, and other medical devices that keep patients alive.
Plastic. Plastic. Plastic.
Curators at the Burke say they hope they've created an exhibition that enlightens and empowers rather than depressing people, because the chemists advising them insist there is a future for better plastics that'll be easier to reuse and could come from renewables such as corn or sugarcane instead of fossil fuels. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.
An acrobat gives the net on a trampoline a pretty rugged beating. Here we've replaced the canvas net with a sheet of mylar, only one-tenth as thick, and it's as strong as ever. What about its resistance to tearing? We can see for ourselves.